This is the PM 40 Daily Show, brought to you by Paparitalo Publications and Pulp and Paper Radio International. And now, stand by for today's PM 40 update.
Good evening, this is Brad McGee, assistant publisher at Paparitalo Publications, reporting to you from Paparitalo West in Pahoa, Hawaii. This is the PM 40 update for Friday, the 14th of July, 2017. If you're on Twitter, you can follow Pulp and Paper Radio International by going to simultweet.com. That's SIMULTWEET.com. We'll be tweeting additional information throughout the show at this location. The PM 40 closed up again today for the sixth consecutive trading day at 38.19, up 19 points from yesterday's close, gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 3-to-1 margin. We'll highlight the winners and the losers right after these messages.
Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer section performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer section and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com.
Hi, Caleb. I just finished the latest issue of Paper Times 2000. Want to read it?
What for?
Well, here's an article on a new machine startup at Dynamic Paper in Lahti, Finland.
That's old news.
How about an article on a fire at Pleasant Paper in Holyoke, Massachusetts? Seems there are some things here we need to know.
That happened 6 weeks ago. We have already discussed in my department.
Well, do you remember David Felder, who used to work here? I see he was promoted to a headquarters job at New Zealand Paper Adventures.
Gosh, Shirley, that happened 4 months ago.
Suddenly, I am feeling out of date. How are you so on top of the news, Caleb?
I go to Paparitalo Publications with Nip Impressions, Paper Money, and Pulp and Paper Radio International. I get the news when it happens, not on some publishing schedule.
Really?
Yes. News, analysis, opinion, and insight served up fresh daily on newsletters, websites, internet radio, and via LinkedIn. I can get most of these on my phone. They even have a service called SimulTweet. Paparitalo's everywhere.
Wow, how do I sign up?
Just go to nipimpressions.com and click on the To Subscribe button at the top.
Caleb, don't you feel a bit ashamed getting your pulp and paper news electronically?
Shirley, we have to keep up to keep ahead of the competition. I like to think we use paper when it's smart to use. In fact, when people ask me this kind of question about paper use, I direct them to twosides.us. Not related to Paparitalo, Two Sides does have the answers on intelligent paper usage today.
Wow, Caleb, I've learned something. Paparitalo for the latest news, Two Sides for intelligent paper usage.
If you want to get the news when it is fresh, go to www.nipimpressions.com and click on the To Subscribe button in the top navigation bar. Served up fresh daily.
And we're back. The top gainer for the day was Synveo, closing at $6.30, up 3.3%. Sappi also gained, closing up 2.7%, at $6.75. Other winners were Fibria Cellulose, Clearwater Paper, and LSC Communications. Today's biggest decliner was Rayonier Advanced Materials, which closed at $15.26, down 3%. Orient Paper also lost, closing down 1.9%, at $1.02 per share. Other losers today were Orchids Paper Products, Boise Cascade, and Greif. In today's headlines, Rayonier Advanced Materials and Tembec announced that they've received notification of clearance from Germany's Federal Cartel Office in connection with the previously announced proposed statutory arrangement under Section 192 of the Canada Business Corporations Act involving the acquisition by Rayonier Advanced Materials of all the outstanding shares of Tembec. And Weyerhaeuser Company announced effective immediately the ban of all campfires on its lands in Flathead, Lake, Lincoln, Missoula, Sanders, and Ravalli counties in western Montana due to high fire danger. For more on these and other stories, check out Nip Impressions at nipimpressions.com. Then remember to listen to the PM40 Weekly Wrap-Up at 8 a.m. U.S. Eastern Time each Monday morning on Pulp and Paper Radio International, located at iPulpRadio.com. Join us again Monday at the same time here on iPulpRadio.com for the latest PM40 Daily Update. In the meantime, be safe, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you then.
You've been listening to the PM40 Daily Show. This PM40 update has been provided only as a courtesy to our listeners. Nothing said here is to be construed as financial advice. Always consult with financial professionals before taking action on market data from any source. Copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, all rights reserved.